This is the most awkward radio broadcast.
It's okay.
Ever now.
So.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we need to do a segment. We're going to actually take calls. Okay, so we're going to do what we normally do.
Yes.
You have some music ready?
We're going to have a call-in segment, and then we're going to get going. I'm going to read a couple of mine that would not normally make the broadcast.
Sweet. God.
I know.
Do I really have to be here for this?
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay. If you whatever you do, I'm going to do 10 times worse. How do we just put it that way?
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Wow.
All right.
This is World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
Call now.
720-240-9766.
Our phone lines are now open. If you're one of the millions of listeners who are dying to speak with J. Todd, Michael, or JT, call now at 720-240-9766. They are so looking forward to hearing from you.
Open mics, phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
La, 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 la.
Came in t-shirts, helped me move the sand. In my room I keep my love, a tiny rubber band. Stitches and a visit from the man. I've been told I'd not have sold that tiny rubber band. Into the river, never lost a friend. In my room I keep my love, a tiny rubber band.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom, pardon me while I slip this on, a little silk, a little lace, some candlelight, we're ready for world poetry after dark.
J-Todd just put a luchador mask on.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah,
I was beginning to wonder if those were pantyhose or not.
Well, you know, I thought he might try to rob a convenience store.
I'm a luchador on a budget. I'm just saying.
Oh.
All right, so
door on a budget.
Here's, love it. Here's the rules. There are no fucking rules.
Well, no hate
actually,
speech.
No hate speech.
That's no hate.
No hate speech. That's all a right. Good one.
So that's what we're gonna do. You can drop the F bomb, as I just showed the way there.
Yeah,
and I'll lead the way. Before we get to the callers, I got one real quick.
All right,
this I wrote this week. It's entitled "Wrong Turn." Never go walking in the woods alone. I'm reminded time and time again The most dangerous act I have known, lost innocence, unspoken sin. God forbid you should lose your way, somehow get lost, or make a wrong turn. Never let the locals lead you astray, being lost in the woods is a grave concern. Listen, boy, I'm going to make you squeal, no trying to run or getting jiggy. Now I've got something special for you to feel. Go on, boy, squeal like a piggy. On your knees, if you know what I'm saying, time has come for me to turn you out. Commence to your special kind of praying, for you got a pretty little mouth. Never go walking in the woods alone. I'm reminded time and time again, the most dangerous act I've known, lost innocence, unspoken sin.
All right. Okay, so here we go. So we're setting the After Dark thing, and if the first thing you have to do is drop poetry. Deliverance.
There you go.
I always felt like anything went bang, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. That would be really, really funny.
I have to tell the story very briefly.
All right.
That I told you guys this last week. That when I because as a kid who had had, you know, childhood cancer and everything, we went to a lot of benefits and all that. And we went to something for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is a celebrity, I think it was Make-A-Wish. It was a celebrity golf tournament.
Yeah.
And I had somehow caught Deliverance on a cable station, watched it. You know, my parents didn't know I was watching. I was 12 years old.
Well, yeah, they never
entirely creeped out by this thing, right?
As you should be.
I should have been, right? Yeah. And then the next weekend, we go to the celebrity golf tournament, and they sat me next to Ned Beatty.
What?
And I was, I think at some point after he looked at me for a while, I think he suddenly realized what movie I had probably watched with him in it, and was kind of like, yeah, okay, kid.
This kid's happened. Breaking a sweat when he's looking at it. Oh.
Yeah, like, yeah, man. I mean, that was one of those things. You think when he was filming it, he was into it and he was making the film, and afterwards he was like, well, you know, that whole idea about getting groupies as an actor is just never going to happen.
Well, yeah. You know, Tim Curry regretted being Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Picture. I wonder if Ned Beatty really regrets having that role in Deliverance.
Well, that's kind of like his biggest role, though.
Most acclaimed role.
Most acclaimed. Well,
you know, I mean, I thought, honestly, the film that I really liked him the most in was Rudy, actually.
Yes.
That movie, because it reminds me of my Irish Catholic grandfather football player who loved Notre Dame. That movie makes me tear up like a baby.
Uh-huh.
It is ridiculous.
All right, so we've got callers waiting on the line to share adult poetry.
That's right. More adult-themed, more interesting poetry here. So, here from Denver.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on, babe. Let me eat you.
All right. We got Alice. We got Alice on the line.
Alice, you're calling back for our After Dark segment. Welcome.
I am so enjoying your show. I'm sitting here with my family.
And
we are listening. Yeah.
Well, the first segment was great for the family. If you got young ones, I might want to suggest maybe having them go to bed. I don't know.
Oh, no,
but
they're grown people.
Oh, well, let's then, go okay. For it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm a grandma.
What? You don't sound old enough to be a grandma.
Yeah. This wisdom, they come from just anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what you got for our adult After Dark segment?
Hey, so my son picked this poem for me to read tonight on this segment. It's called Freedom Rings Out.
All right.
Okay.
And it goes, I have been beat up, beat down, shoved, pushed, bruised, scuffed, punched, kicked, beaten, and raped, smeared, snarled, and even laughed at. But here I stand. Lacerations to the face, leaving scars visibly traced. Hope of love too far to embrace, but still I march miles with a smile. As I continue to sing, let freedom ring. As I march miles, recruiting beliefs of fast age through decades, carrying treasures that put some in a rage. And march to the sound of careless whispers, haunted by ghosts that hug my mind. I even crossed my heart and hope to die, because my trial and tribulation was in my bloodline. With a few attempts to end my life, as I made choices because they sustained my strife. Ideas and visions came from reaction, all the while thinking, got to make a move, got to make it act, got to take action. The child in me just wanted to play, but hid inside for a brighter day. Because the tombs of the pharaohs have been robbed. The civilians of today are all being starved. They seek the truth in search for justice, as museums display partial truth of yesterday. I still sing, Let Freedom Ring. I watch and search for extraordinary secrets who hold the keys to what it means to be mentally free. The mathematician and the cosmophysician who assist me in telling time. My ship is still sailing as seen in the skies. 400 years later, and still I rise.
Wow. Hell yeah.
So we ain't getting caught in no what? We doing none of that old extra shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Alice, that was great.
That was great.
Thank you.
We'll hear from you next week during our back to normal PG-13 segment.
Yeah. I don't know where, you know, the late night show goes.
You're okay.
This is new ground for all of us.
We've never done it before.
Unexplored before.
It's our first time.
You had our first time. You were the first on our first time.
I had to go for it. I'm sorry, guys.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate you all.
We appreciate you too, Alice.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to do, and you know, the word manifests thought.
Yes.
And, yeah. You know, I hear tonight, like, there's a lot of thought to be collected upon and revelated on. And like I said earlier, I appreciate you guys because I knew you were here, and I knew the work that you were putting in.
Thank you.
To you
and your family, thank you for calling, and thank you guys for listening. We love you all.
All right. Peace, guys. We're listening.
Awesome. All right. That was the first.
That's how we start it. That's how it begins. World
poetry.
Bow.
Heck yeah.
As the fox says. Now. Bow. Next caller.
Sorry. Right, it's okay.
So that's a long story. Hey, so one of the guys who started this whole mess is up next. We got Corey on the line. Corey!
Good job, Corey.
How's it going, guys?
Corey, you know what? I've got to give you an extra special thank you. Anytime that you can provide me an extra chance to broadcast, especially in an uncensored forum, I love it.
Well, I think she started off late night pretty well. I like the poem that she read. That was really good. So.
Awesome. What you got for
I
us?
I just wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. I have another one that I wrote probably a couple days ago now. And I think it'll fit this section very well.
All right.
I haven't named this one yet, so it doesn't have a name. Anyways.
Okay, go ahead.
If only for a moment in time do I lend you my body. If only for that moment do our bodies rhyme, every pleasure they embody. Will I give you everything to please your every need, and will our bodies sing, fulfilling their lustful greed? Will I make you tremble? Will you make me shake? Will I see what pleasure resembles all over your face? Will you accept me deep within, enjoy the way I taste? Will it be a pleasurable sin when we reach that place? When my tongue slides down, then flicks back up. When I lay you face down, will you whimper like a pup? If I allow you atop my throne, let you have all control, will you cause my moan? Will you give me your body and soul? If only for a moment, will you give it your all? Will the ecstasy take over as you rise and fall? Until you explode all over my body, will you take me deep within a place where some shall never be? Start a race that we shall win, finished when you swallow me.
Wow. I just want you to know, if you're treating sex like a race, you're doing it wrong. It's not a race.
Really?
Don't, I finish first.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Awesome, I did. Actually.
Corey, thank you, man. Thank you, Corey. That was really good. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for everything this week, for the other broadcast too, and this one here. And we look forward to hearing your work next week.
I'll be here.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
You know, the response. All right, well. The response has been so good to the segment that we should do this like once a month at least.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, like once a month. Something like that. It might be good.
Yeah.
All right. So
what we got next?
We got the rock star himself. We got the rock and roll cowboy on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Dale, you there, sir?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Aha. Welcome to World Poetry After Dark.
Oh, man. Boy, this is going to be a pleasure. It sounds like we're getting a little wild already.
We are.
Yeah. I love it. I love to get a little wild. Turns out it's Friday night.
Exactly, so. Right? That's what Friday nights are for.
Is that what some Friday nights are for?
Yeah.
I've been doing it all wrong.
Oh, I know, me too.
So sitting in a room with these guys?
So, I started doing a little more of my erotic work tonight since we're doing an After Dark show.
All right.
So, this one is simply entitled Ice Cube.
Okay. Hmm.
Okay. You say it is hot outside and you need to cool off, yet I want to heat you up. So I compromise. Taking that cold, clear water crystal, I place it on your forehead and start downward. As I run it across your cute butt nose, I couldn't help but give it a lick. As I let it circle your red, sulfur lips, I follow it with a kiss. Down your chin, leaving a wet trail, I begin to imagine being inside your sugar walls. Once I graze your neck, I can see you shiver, and I smile with the most devilish grin. It really begins to melt from the heat between your breasts. I let it trace around your left nipple so erect, taking the right one in my mouth, sucking on it like a hard candy, because I couldn't deny my sweet tooth. Almost I let it slide down your tight tummy, though I really wanted to nibble on it, because it looked so yummy. As it begins to drip between your golden thighs, I was floating in heaven on a sexual high. Slowly down the left leg, and then up the right, and sliding it in between your heated clitoris, spreading them wide. When I heard those moans of pleasure, all I could think was I wish I was that ice cube. So, I popped what was left into my mouth so I could taste your sweet teeth. Then I placed your legs over my shoulders, giving you the best of me. Oh, there you go.
Nice, 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 nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. He just got
Michael fell over again.
I said Michael just fell over again, that damn sheep.
What do you mean that damn sheep?
That's
what they do.
What does he mean that damn sheep?
What did you do on New Year's?
He keeps saying all these crazy things to make me sound like I'm the most ridiculous person on the planet.
Yeah, well, you guys started off with Deliverance theme, so what were you expecting?
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah,
I got started off on the right foot.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's a character piece is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're like a character witness. We just let you lead the show off.
Thank you.
Dale, that was awesome, man. Thanks so much, and thanks for your contribution to this kind of experiment here.
Yeah, I know. It's quite a fun experiment. I love experimenting.
Excellent. You know?
All right,
there's
cool.
A double meaning in that.
Show.
All right, man. Thank
you. Double entendre, you mean.
All right, man.
All right. So that was the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this episode is, well, depending on the volume you have turned up on your computer, this episode might be hot. And when we say hot, we don't necessarily mean
melting
an ice cube hot. We mean that it might be a little bit loud as far as volume.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
That's a long story. Okay, so we have one last caller. Uh-oh. One last caller in this blue segment.
In this segment. It's, we might give it a try again. Who knows? We want to get some ladies on it to share their erotic poetry, too. So if there's any ladies listening,
great. We had a lady. One out of four.
Yeah, one out of four.
Come on, man. Don't discount our listeners.
There's something vaguely wrong about all guys.
No, it's not something vaguely wrong. It's just kind of what happens. Your deliverance thing was weird. We have someone who's going to save the segment.
Yes.
Chris.
Chris.
Please save us from ourselves.
Can you hear me?
We sure can. You there?
Yeah, just making sure you could hear me. It was breaking up a little.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem. Eroticism is where the reader determines it, or the listener determines it. I've got two, if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all.
Okay. You might think back to the last time I read one for Mike.
Yeah, that's what started this slippery slope. We started sliding down.
Ew.
Okay. Therein the darkness. The lady wants to dance and has no clue. She demanded to be taken, bound and used, forced to under, collared will and soul, billed and thrilled, led by the touch, held by the master, as only he can. And as only his will directs. The lady wants to feel, to know her dreams. The pole beckons, draws. It's her amulet of power, around which and to which she moved, bowed, with silken touches adored, offered her needs, her being, her existence. And it demands of her, holds and channels her, hard, unyielding, unforgiving, unmovable. She pulls, she sways, and moving, flowing, floating, back and forth, near than round and around, faster and breathless, eyes half closed, lost in the need, going where it needs. Bound in the feel of clenched thighs and pressing pressure. As falling, she's drawn still closer, tighter. With the dawn, she wakes, freshly bruised and flushed, infused and bone-weary, yet still alone. Her bed subtly skewed, covering strewn, and knows she finally danced, but with whom?
Nice. Well done, Chris.
I thought Mike might appreciate that one.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
But this one is almost a touch of reality. I call it beauty.
All right.
So many run from themselves for so long that they actually get lost, and that is really worth a tear. Strange how individual moments coalesce into memories. Or perhaps, as that is what memories are, isn't it? Coalesce. Moments of seemingly random patterns. Beauty. I am the beast. In aspects of strength and vision and perception, I taste of the waters that I see and know more than there is any understandable reason. Perceivable truth inherent and within. I am dangerous. I touch knowingly, present or not, because I can. Yesterday's, today and tomorrow's are one and the same moments of existence to me, and the intensity never fades. It grows with each weave, each touch, each taste, each no longer random thought. I listen, actual listen, and then bring dreams, realities that transcend, moments that pause life and somehow know and share the pain in ways that begin to heal what's broken within. I've known dragons and mages and whispered to the unicorns, danced with the bear and so softly kissed the night. I've cried with the children of lands without measure into places beyond nightmares and held to the light. I've sung with the eagles and dreamed with spirit and known the earth mother and touched the face of God. I am the beast. Blessed be.
Wow.
Chris, leave it to you to take this segment and just take it to that next level.
Yes.
Man, I'm really glad you called.
Raising the bar for us.
That was great. I appreciate you guys being there, and it's fun to be able to speak. I hope more people call in and voice their thoughts.
I hope more people call in too.
You know, this has been by far our longest, most caller intense show ever. And today and on tonight. And so I think it's going to be growing from here, but now we're going to start getting to the place where it's going to be stress on the system to make sure everybody can get in and read.
Yeah.
So that's
fun stuff.
This is all stuff. It's all infrastructure stuff, but I want you to know, and anybody who's listening to know, that we're going to do our absolute best to make it be fair and make it be the right thing for everyone, so everybody can keep speaking and keep sharing.
Way cool, guys. Way cool.
Look forward to more.
Lots more.
Thank you for all that you do for our show, too. I know you're out there working hard to promote us.
It's life. It's what we do.
That's awesome. Right.
Thank you.
Chris, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night, brother.
Let's just list them all. Everybody that called us tonight, you are awesome.
Let's see how many. All
18 in the first segment.
Well, it wasn't 18 in the first. It was 10 in the first segment. We had
8 in the second segment.
So 18 in the first part of the show. Segment. And then the 4 that called for after tax.
Which, I mean, had all called before as well. But, I mean, if we just don't count the second call, 19 callers.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
And so that's pretty incredible. Seeing that back at the other station, the most we ever had was, I think, 8 or 9.
No, we pushed 12 one night.
We pushed 12, but they were all super short.
They were really short.
And we were
just cranking through Russian.
Right.
And this was more relaxed, laid back. I liked it.
This was a pretty intensive show. So, guys, everybody, thank you so much for everything. This has been a tremendous evening.
Exactly. Do I want to do one? Should I do one more?
Do you want to close it out with one, brother?
Yeah, it's not an erotic poetry at all, but I'm going to do it the way I wrote it because
it's about Smurfs.
Uncensored. No, it's not. It's
oh, just uncensored. Else.
I thought it was the blue thing. I thought we were talking about blue stuff.
No. This is going to be uncensored poetry here.
The Day I Forgot to Breathe by Michael.
You might write. No,
that was very short.
This is entitled Jihad, but this is how I originally wrote it.
Okay.
If I ever speak to you again, it will be an explicative-filled tirade that could easily be mistaken for a Tourette's outburst. Cunt, whore, bitch. I'm not the usual type of person. You can do me wrong all day long, and like a duck, I let it roll off my back. However, hurt my family, it becomes war. And not just a geopolitical type of war, but a jihad of the most intense nature. That's where we stand. You have crossed the line. From ally to enemy, infidel. You hurt the ones I love the most. We swore we would show you nothing but love in the face of adversity that came our way. That is what we set out to do. But that was turned around by you. The game you played, placing blame when One, and only one, bears that burden. You pointed a finger of accusation. Well, remember, there are three pointing back. With all your actions, I still offered peace. I advised you to turn away from your hatred, to walk the path of love and understanding. And at that point, an olive branch you burnt. Instead of extending and reaching out, bridges, now ashes, dilapidated, that is where we stand. You have crossed the line from ally to enemy, infidel. I hope I never speak to you again. Fuck off.
Well, and with that,
yeah,
I was
tense piece.
Yeah, it was.
So,
whew. Well, but at the same time, I mean, that's part of the thing with poetry, though. It's not always, you know, just a pleasant thing. We all know.
Poetry is driven by strong emotion, whether that strong emotion is love, hate.
It's true. Yes. And you know, like reading even, you know, I've Become Acquainted with the Night. Those kinds of things.
Yes.
Robert Frost.
Oh.
Such intense stuff. I mean, that's the thing about poetry, and that's what it is. So that's part of why we have this blue section. Of course, you know, there's the erotic stuff, but it's not just the erotic stuff. There's all kinds of things that go into this. And we want people to be able to share that as well and not censor, but find a way to give a vent to that. So we're not censoring it, but we're also not impeding, you know, people who want to be able to listen with their family and all that. So I actually think it might be a success. I have a feeling it's going to blow up here.
Yeah.
Next time we do it.
We're gonna schedule it this time. We're gonna schedule it out that way. People are more prepared.
Right. Right. But if you liked the idea, go on our Facebook page and leave a note if you liked the idea.
After dark, we need the fans' input too, and see if we should do this as a monthly thing, a nightly thing.
No. I can't do nightly. I'm sorry.
What did I say earlier? You are just really into this idea.
Nightly? No. I can do it in my bathroom.
What I need is a setup like this in my house to where I could just broadcast all the time.
I'm sure your wife would love you for that.
You gotta have the other side of that.
Yeah.
That'll help that.
There you go.
And then All right.
So, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. And for Michael Amade, the Half Squatch, myself, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Now, have they got you too? Oh, now, has it spotted you? Oh, now, have they got you too? Oh, now. Step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh, now we're heading for a fall. you save us from little things. One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out great. Has it spotted you? Oh no, have they got you too? Oh no, has it spotted you? Oh no,